I have a positive business story for you today amongst these challenging times. My name is Adam Spencer and you're listening to Welcome to Day One, the podcast for regional startups and entrepreneurs. Today, you'll hear from James McDonald. James has carved out a profitable niche for himself in the recruitment space with his growing business, JM Recruitment.
My name's James McDonald. I run a local tech recruitment company in Newcastle, just under my own name, JM Recruiting. I also run a podcast interviewing tech locals in Newcastle called Newy Tech People. All the information on that's found on newytechpeople.com.au. So my recruitment business focuses on pure in the technology space in Newcastle. I'm a big fan of, I guess, depth over width. So just focusing on what we know. We think to be really good in the recruitment space, you should know your patch. And all we do is focus on technology in Newcastle. So pretty small but growing market. Definitely big enough for our business to grow and succeed in there. So I've hired another recruiter to work with me locally, Liam Potter, just recently. Everything in the tech space in Newcastle is growing. And really good building community in Newcastle at the moment. So, well, it's very exciting times leading up until COVID-19. So hopefully it'll bounce again once this is all over.
Today's episode was made in part with support from Singularity U Australia. Join your local chapter and get involved in solving the world's grand challenges. Learn more at welcometoday1.com/singularity. All right, now let's give James a call.
Hello.
Hello, James. It's Adam. How are you going?
Good, man. How are you?
I started the conversation off with James by asking him how business had been going up until the COVID-19 pandemic.
Oh, bumper 6 months, like it's building month on month. Maybe we were about to have our busiest ever month in March. That would have been our biggest ever month. I think we'd probably fall just shy of that now. It's been building and building and building. Like Newcastle's in a really good spot. We've built a really good little market. Market share for ourselves.
How has the how the crisis affected you? Like, has it affected your business directly, and in what way?
Yeah, mate. We had probably 40% of our active work drop in 2 days. So pretty significant.
In the tech sector in Newcastle, we look at hospitality and the kind of consumer facing industries, there's been a lot of drop off on business and they've had to lay off staff. There's been a lot of layoffs, but in the startup and tech kind of sector in Newcastle, has that been mirrored there?
Yeah, so it's probably a mixed bag, mate. We've got, like, I think a lot of the jobs have got cancelled. We're probably more so out of uncertainty rather than any, you know, direct downturn in business. So a lot of it just had this some uncertainty around. We're not sure what's going to happen, whether hell and this is going to affect our business, whether it's going to affect our business. So we're better off just not hiring right now and then potentially having to put somebody off. So they've just put a lot of roles on hold. So that's, mate, that would be probably the most common thing, that and they're just not knowing how we're going to onboard people.
So, and with, you know, they're saying that this could go on for 6 months, but that uncertainty part of it, that will probably lift sooner, do you think? And people will return to business as normal sooner than that 6 month mark in your sector?
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think people are already realizing that they can work from home, the businesses will continue to operate, that interviews can be done remotely. The biggest challenge is still just onboarding people remotely, you know, getting them their new computers, getting them their phones, onboarding them, getting them to meet the team, that type of thing. That's the biggest challenge. And a lot of people haven't really had to deal with that just yet, but that'll be the challenge over the next coming months.
So we did kind of cover how you've been going up until this point. I want to ask, you know, you mentioned there's been a 40% drop in business for you, or thereabouts. How are you using that extra time, I guess, in your business, like to go silver lining kind of? Yeah, how have you been reinvesting that time?
Yeah, definitely. So we were pumped to have our biggest ever month in March this year. We had a really good February, looking really, really strong for March. And then we had probably 40% of our work fall off in the space of 2 days, which was a sad Monday, Tuesday of a fortnight ago. But after I had a little pity party for myself, I bounced back and had a look at, you know, what can we actually do during this time to make use of the time. We're running pretty, pretty full steam ahead, doing some pretty reasonable hours for February, March. So it's a time where I can actually, you know, take the foot off the pedal a little bit and focus a little bit on life outside of just recruiting day in, day out. So I guess personally, trying to spend a little bit of time with the family. Well, I've got three kids, 2, 4, and 6, 6-year-olds in year one. So we're now trying to homeschool him, which is a challenge. So my wife and I are trying to homeschool him at the moment. So that's not easy. So for any, you know, parents that have got kids out there, I can see there's a very real challenge out there trying to do working from home and parenting. Anyone that says, hey, you've got to use this time to be productive and come out of this better, that's all well and good. I think we're all just trying to do our best, right? So, but I'd say, hey, one, trying to spend, you know, a bit of time with family, help out there, and also spend a little bit of time with the kids. But then I guess on a business front, we got a couple of projects I've been working on that just really didn't have the time to devote to it. So I've got a new website project that we've been working on, a CRM project with some integrations in some automation tools that had been on the back burner. So I signed a deal last week with a new automation provider to integrate with our CRM system. So we're going to be working on that over the next month or two. So just trying to get to a couple of those projects that you wouldn't otherwise get to, that, hey, because they're not business critical, they're not on the forefront of your mind, they're not the things that pay the bills, they easily get put into the back burner. So now I've actually got a little bit of time to invest in that, which is a little bit exciting, actually. So outside of that, just, yeah, those sort of projects. Done a little bit of reading a couple of books for the first time in a while, which is good. So, yeah, and then just, I guess, overall, just not trying to do, you know, 60-plus hour weeks every week, trying to take a little bit of me time, a little bit of relaxing. So we'll be well prepared. So when it bounces, we'll be there to take full, I guess, advantage of that.
Yeah, it sounds like that project with the CRM and the automation integration, that's just, you know, strengthening up your infrastructure to allow you to serve more customers and serve your existing clients even, you know, better. So
100%. The way I've spoken to both my staff about this is trying to come out of this better, whether you come out of it and you know a little bit more, you've done, so both my staff members are both doing some online training at the moment, using a bit of better their time that they'd normally be, you know, working on our projects, but to actually use that time to learn. So Liam's doing Codecademy, and then, you know, he's also doing some stuff through some online marketing providers. Just once again, trying to upskill, make use of this time so we come out of this not only a bit refreshed, but come out of it, you know, with some more knowledge, come out of it in a better spot. So from my perspective, as I said, businesses are trying to set up some better tools and processes and things in place. So once it does bounce, we're there, ready.
There might not be a good answer for this because you've already kind of covered this, but have you noticed any unexpected opportunities that you kind of identified for you and your business in these times? It could just be it's probably just about that extra time you've got refocusing on those back burner projects. But does anything else come to mind?
Oh, I think those processes, like internal processes, are probably the biggest thing. I think the other thing is also this time, you see the best and the worst in humanity. You know, you see that at the shops, you see that, you know, just online, you see people's comments. And how people are handling these type of things. I think you see the best and the worst. And then from a business perspective, right, I had one client of mine who on average would receive one call a week from a recruiter trying to pitch them new business or trying to win their business. And that person had 8 calls from recruiters last week. I think it's a really good opportunity right now to just to act morally to – I know people are out there and they're trying to make money and times can be desperate, but I think there's a lot of people hurting out there. There's a lot of companies that aren't hiring, obviously, because they're going through some challenges and changes. So not pressuring clients, like just forming relationships, being there for them if they need you, but not pressuring them. And the recruitment industry doesn't have a great reputation because of some of the behaviours of people within the industry. So I think now's just a good time to sort of build your reputation as somebody who operates in a decent, ethical way and can be there for your clients and to try to I guess, just once again, operate ethically, not be pressuring people, not trying to, you know, just relying on good, solid relationships and, I guess, ethical behavior.
What are your, so this next 6 months, you know, they're saying that this could last. We touched on this as well around, you know, the thinking of businesses should kind of almost in a lot of ways go back to normal in the next kind of couple of months, right? Maybe even sooner. So what's your plan for moving forward over the next couple of months?
Yeah, so I'm a new business owner. I've only been operating for a couple of years now. I've got two staff members. I think now's a really good opportunity for leaders to sort of either differentiate themselves as some really good or bad leaders. I think when times are good, it's really easy to be a good leader, but through these challenging times, it puts everyone to the test, right? So I think when times are great, obviously my business is going to make a lot of money and I'll benefit from that. And when times are tough, like right now, I think me as a business owner and as the leader has to be the first person to take the cut. So obviously profit levels are going to go down, but we're trying to keep both my staff are on full-time hours, full-time pay. They've both got responsibilities and bills that they've got to pay. So it was pretty important for me to try to keep them on, make sure they're fully paid the whole way through this. We're doing three times a week. We're doing a Zoom call we've called Cabin Fever Prevention. So just trying to, you know, make sure we're just touching base with one another. Like, working from home has a little bit of a novelty factor to start with, but people quickly get a bit of stir crazy, I think, when they're not being able to be out and about and see people. So I think for us, it's just trying to, you know, continue to operate. Just, hey, it's a pretty shitty time for everyone. It's important to acknowledge that. It's definitely not business as usual. So it's pretty ordinary. So it's just trying to make the best of a bad situation. Hopefully, once again, if we operate, if we come out of this, we learn, we come out of this in a better position, maybe not better financially, but at least we'll come out of this in a, hey, we're refreshed, we've learned some things along the way, we've improved our processes, and when this bounces, hopefully it'll bounce hard and we'll be there to take advantage of it.
Thanks for listening. Season 2 of Welcome to Day 1 will be starting back mid-May, kicking off with 5 female founder stories. Hit subscribe so you don't miss those. Or if you prefer, sign up to the newsletter at welcometoday1.com and I'll shoot you an email with any new stories that are published. Thanks for listening. Stay healthy, stay positive, and keep going.